Kia ora, this is Joan Fleming. With the permission of Sarah Jane Barnett, I'm going to read an excerpt from her poem sequence, Glaciers. This was published in her 2015 book, Work. 6. They lie in a pool of sunlight on his bed, sheets tangled around their legs. They place their hands on each other, familiar. Her fingers rub over his tattoo, an island etched broadly on his back, and down the blade of his shoulder, under a fuzzy layer of hair, the jagged ink shaped like a horseshoe, two smaller islands beside the line of his spine, a fringe of cliffs along one coast. Red kanji float like clouds over the farthest peninsula. What does it say? She asks. Jules gives a rough translation, his mouth saying, a seat or cushion, space or gate, taste. Did your body change after your son was born? He asks, his hand on her stomach, a melting point in her dense slash persistent body of ice. She remembers moving in her own gravity, the way her pelvis deformed, the weight stress opening silver crevasses over her hips, vast sheets of skin, her swollen polar regions, her mountains, her mouth a reservoir of fresh water, a release. She was vulgar, morphological. At night she had thermal characteristics, lying in the dark, listening to the child several kilometers deep. Trees established themselves over her surface. She pulsed, she pigmented, she formed a welcoming thickness before the underlying topography. The child carved a depression, a vacancy that squeezed air from snow. She rose on the crests and swale, on ridges, on her own throat's roar. She flowed over bedrock, softened, lifted herself onto hands like sandpaper that worked until he was out, smooth and polished, a fluvial child. Her son's eyes dilated. They retreated slash rebounded. They drifted together. The midwife put him on her chest. They touched, they attained, they arrived at, they came home to. The spurs of the earth were smoothed. She melted into deltas and sinuous lakes that float with fine sediment, rock flowers. It's not the body that changes, she says.